This late piano music of these two composers, I've been familiar since I was very young, actually. I think the idea of putting them together, it's not a combination that it's often done, but I find that these late four opuses of Brahms go very well with the Schubert magnificent two sonatas, particularly because, I mean, Brahms in this in this period, in these 20 pieces that he wrote, it's as his most personal and most touching, also in the dynamics that like piano and pianissimo that is Schubert is so poignant as well. So that I would think that would be a link between the two composers, plus the admiration that Brahms had for Schubert's music. I think also interesting is why they go together. As we know, I mean, just a couple of months before Schubert died, I mean, he was dying already, he wrote these three monumental sonatas, the C minor and this, the A major and the B flat that they're on this album. The fact that Brahms decided, because at that time when he decided to compose the late opuses, he had more or less stopped composing for the piano. And what is interesting at this late stage in his life that he decided to go back to the piano. What was in his mind that to write 20 pieces which are so dramatic and so personal and so touching in many ways that you don't always encounter in his music.
And now I would love to hear you talk about just tackling solo piano works versus working with other musicians and chamber works and the difference between tackling the two forms.
For me, it's all music, and so the way I would approach it is it's exactly the same. Maybe when you do chamber music, there's more discussing about things. Then hopefully something good comes, something creative. But I mean, my approach would be exactly the same.
Thank you so much for talking to me about the exquisite album.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.